Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Danny Nesvadarani, your host for this hour of Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to acknowledge that this program, as well as all of our programs here at CJSF, are broadcasted on the unceded and ancestral lands of the Hulkumilam and Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here since time immemorial. Now, to get on with today's episode, we have a lot of talk interviews coming your way. But before we get into any of that on this somewhat smoky Tuesday morning, let's start off with some local music. This one is coming from local band Chopping Spree with their track Koi Fish. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
And we're back with Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are reaching the end of this summer season, and with that being said, we're also coming into the beginning of a municipal election season all throughout British Columbia, which is going to be in October in every municipality, of which in the Lower Mainland there are a lot. Stay tuned for a lot of election coverage here at CJSF every weekday at 10 a.m. We're definitely going to be on top of that, and you're going to want to tune in for that to keep on top of things. But the information and education around what to do during a municipal election, whether you're a candidate or someone who is simply just voting for the candidates they want to put in place, it's important to know, to be in the know, and to know what's going on. And that is being, I guess, expressed all throughout BC, specifically with this piece that I'm about to play in Smithers, with a pre-election workshop, which served to inform candidates and voters. Here is Pamela Hassan with that report from CICK News in Smithers, BC.
This is CICK News.
Here's what I will say, and that is, if you take nothing else away from this, here's what I want you to remember. For every tax dollar that you pay, property tax, sales tax, income tax, like all the different taxes you pay, because there's one taxpayer. And so for every tax dollar you pay, and this is according to the Federation of Canadian Municipalities that represents all of the municipalities across the country, this is based on their research, the federal government gets 50 cents on the dollar, okay? The province gets 42 cents on the dollar. The local government gets 8 cents on the dollar. If you remember nothing else, remember that.
When we think of local government, we often think of potholes and property taxes, but Christina Benti looks at the deeper systems that keep a community alive. Christina is a former mayor of Golden, BC, and a specialist in asset management and strategic governance. I spoke to her last night at the candidate and voter information session held in the Smithers Council Chambers, where she led a two-hour informational session as a lead-up to the municipal election happening in each municipality across BC on October 17th.
So my name is Christina Benti from Strategic Leadership Solutions, and I'm from Golden, BC.
So we just completed a long, and you kept up your energy the whole time, candidate and voter information session. So what do you think maybe the attendance here signifies about interest in understanding local government?
I think these workshops are designed, like you said, not only for potential candidates who are considering running for office, but also voters. They do need to take into consideration who am I electing? What kind of decisions are they going to be making over the next 4 years? And I, as a shareholder and as a community member, need to make sure that I've got the big picture in mind for my community. So I think it's really critical that that both potential candidates and voters participate in this.
You actually had a list of questions that I think a lot of voters should be considering, not just candidates when they're running. Would you maybe just highlight one or two that you think are something that you'd like more voters to stay curious about?
I think one of the things that voters can ask their candidates is, how are you preparing for the role? Are you attending council meetings or board meetings? Are you reviewing some of the existing planning documents? Like, how are you preparing for the role? And then, what are some of the key services that you're looking to protect or enhance? So how are you familiarizing yourself with the roles and responsibilities? If you're talking about taxes, how are you relating those taxes to services and service levels? I think that that's key. Lots of times candidates run on a platform of either maintaining taxes or reducing taxes without talking about service level. So making sure that you're having service level conversations rather than just talking about taxes.
I think getting specific is so important. You know, people, when they vote, like, they're looking for familiarity. They're looking to feel represented on council, too. I don't know, this might be too pointed, but, like, attendance at an event like this, an info session like this, is this, like, sort of like a canary or a harbinger of the health of a community? Or, yeah, what do you think attendance at something like this tells you about the town that you're in?
Well, it could tell you a number of things. It could be that the public is kind of not interested. Things are working well and they're just not paying attention. So there might not be any hot topics in the community. However, I think it is important that citizens see themselves as shareholders and as co-creations of the services and service levels. Expectations are really high and willingness to pay is not quite as high. So how do we have better conversations about how do we utilize our resources? Was there anything I didn't ask that you want people to know? I hope that they come out and expect to have an educational experience, but also to have some fun and have some dialogue. That is my intention. I am a former elected official myself, and so I know what it's like to walk in the shoes of an elected official. I understand the constraints. I understand what empowers you, and I'm interested in demystifying some of the untruths that are related to local government. And so I want people to get informed so that we can have better conversations about where our communities are going. That's what I'm interested in.
Thank you so much. And also cue the karaoke song.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you very much to Christina Benti for taking the time to speak with myself, as well as a few of the current Smithers councillors and mayor. Christina will be hosting the Telqua pre-election workshop tonight at the Telqua Community Hall at 1390 Birch Street. It is from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Light refreshments will be provided, and absolutely everyone is welcome to join. If you are interested in becoming a candidate in your local election, or you're just interested as a voter in knowing more about governance and the role of your local council and elected officials, arrive ready to learn and take away more on the procedures and policies guiding your own local government. A reminder that the general voting day in BC for municipal elections is October 17th.
So, I'm going to close. If you have any more questions, we can answer, but I got to close with my asset management song. So I need some help. All right. I think you should get up and dance a little bit. Yeah. Come on. I know you think it's boring, but the numbers are soaring. The deficit ain't going away. You think you're getting hosed because you still drive on the roads. You're gonna have to fix them someday.
In case you're a bit shy, no, you don't have to participate in the asset management song. But as someone who did, it's highly encouraged. Thanks for listening. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.
And we are back with Speak Up. Thank you to Pam Hessen and CICK News in Smithers, BC for that very informative piece on the upcoming municipal elections here in BC. Once again, CJSF will be providing extensive coverage of the municipal elections here in the Lower Mainland, specifically that of Burnaby and New Westminster, as those are the main municipalities that we neighbor here at CJSF up on Burnaby Mountain. And with that, let's move on to the next piece of the hour. This one is from myself, and it has to do with a very cool community choir here in Vancouver. And it's not just any choir. It is actually a metal choir, one that if you were to be walking around the Broadway and Granville, South Granville neighborhood area on any given Thursday night, you might hear something like this. So what you're hearing right now is a warm-up that I so graciously was allowed to record from the metal choir in Vancouver. Now is the host of the class, Kelsey Liu, who is a trained metal vocalist professional. Also are going to be performing at a Car Free Day soon, and this is one of the songs that they are practicing for that performance. So, that is the metal choir, and I was able to speak with some of the
choir's participants. I waited almost a decade and a half to actually study or learn extreme vocals, and I'm really glad that there was this opportunity in Vancouver. And I got the randomest Instagram app, and I said, yes, this is me. And I started working with Kelsey, and the metal choir has been the highlight of my week every week since then.
I saw an ad on Reddit for screaming in metal choir, and I always wanted to join a music group where I could sing metal songs and like songs that I listen to. And I've been out of touch with music, so I thought it was a good vibe and a good time to come join. And it's become sort of my therapy session. Every Thursday I come here and scream away my pain and my troubles, and it's a really fun group, and it's just like-minded people just enjoying good music, so it's a great time.
As a defunct theater kid, giving any opportunity to sing again has been the greatest opportunity in my life, and the fact that I get to do a new vocal technique and do some scary-ass noises is super fun.
It can help unleash the suppressed anger and the beast and everything that's frowned upon, and it feels like it's such a safe environment, and it's like, oh, it's not only being able to express myself, but also it's about finding the community and like-minded people. It's been amazing.
I love singing, and I was the one of the recruits by Xenia, because I was looking for a choir, and this seemed like a fun, relaxed one where you could also get to scream.
It's been really cool. I was really hoping to meet a lot of people who like metal, because a lot of people in my life don't like metal. And so I was like, I need more people who are into the stuff that I'm into. And there's lots of that here.
So those were my interviews with some of the people involved with the metal choir. But then after the class had ended, I was also able to speak more in depth with the instructor of the class, Kelsey Luo, who was part of Pleasant Mountain Music, the organization that puts together the metal choir, as well as various other musical training opportunities. But first, let's listen to my interview with Kelsey. Hope you enjoy.
Hello, my name is Kelsey, and I am the extreme vocal and piano instructor at PMM. We started this metal choir program back in January of 2023, and it was an idea that actually the roommate of one of the, our owner, Sarah, she actually, Veronica, she mentioned wanting to join a choir, but strictly for metal, and it's not something that Vancouver had or still has that I know of. So we decided to make that happen. And I was very interested in that idea. And I just thought, oh, you know, I wonder if there's a big enough community in Vancouver for it. And the fact that the first, I think, info session that we had, and there was like 20 people that showed up, I'm like, okay, there is a metal community in Vancouver. And, you know, that was like pretty inspiring to me. And we just kept the program running since.
I guess I'd imagine you come from a metal background, if this is something that you were willing to spearhead in this kind of way. Can you tell me a bit about that?
So I call myself, so this is funny. I don't consider myself a metalhead. I am what some people call a poser. So I'm like, I got into metal from like post-hardcore, like emo, like that kind of stuff. I listen to mostly like metalcore, progressive metalcore bands like that, but I'm obviously into like other kinds of metal and other styles of music. But I got into the style of music when I was 9, when I first heard Evanescence and Linkin Park, and then it branched out to like more emo bands like Taking Back Sunday and Fall Out Boy, and then it was post-hardcore with like Sleeping With Sirens and Pierce the Veil. And then I discovered metalcore when I was about 17, when I first heard of Mice and Men, The Word Alive. And then I discovered Era when they first came out. And at that time, their first album was progressive metalcore. And that's been my favorite genre ever since, because it combines like traditional metalcore with progressive metal, so like technical metalcore, and it's melodic. And I've just, you know, been into that music ever since. And I write music similar to that. So that's been my main passion.
And throughout the session, it sounded like you all are working towards something, like a specific event or somewhere where you're performing. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, so our first performance outside is going to be at Car Free Day. And we had this opportunity from Chris, one of our owners, and he's friends with, I think his name is Jeff. He's Chris's barber, and he happens to, I think, run this event. I'm not entirely sure of that. But we got this opportunity, and I think it's between 12 to 1. I'm going to have to confirm with him on that. But yeah, this is going to be our first performance outside of our school. Like, we do like summer and winter recitals, and this is going to be our first one out in the public. So we're pretty excited about that, because this is our first one where we're going to be doing performances without sheet music, and it's going to be like a public-facing performance. So yeah, we're looking forward to that, and especially with this group in particular, like it's been running for about 4.5 years with this program. I'd say this is the strongest group we've had.
How does one protect their, you know, because you've been doing this for a while, I'd imagine, how does one protect their voice long-term when screaming in that way?
That's a good question. I'd say vocal maintenance is really important just in general, whether clean vocals or extreme vocals. Generally, when I warm up, I start with clean vocals and then I go through like various extreme vocal techniques. I do the warm up separately, and then I go over songs, and I also have a cool down exercise where I go over buzzing or lip trills. Generally, I try not to practice for over an hour, because you don't want to overuse your voice when you're practicing these techniques, especially like if you're on tour and you're consistently playing shows. But generally, just regular vocal maintenance, like getting enough sleep, eating healthy, not eating spicy foods or a big meal before performances, limiting drinking and, you know, smoking and vaping as well, just things like that. And also massaging the larynx. That is something that I find definitely helps a lot.
Yeah. How did you decide on the songs that are going to be performed? It seemed like a pretty eclectic mix.
Yeah, it's a group effort. So we have the 5 songs that we have so far. So Ariel, so this was a song that pretty much everyone knew. Like System of a Down is a classic. Can't go wrong with that. Cannibal from Vola. So that one was chosen by Michaela. So that was a really good choice. And we have, what is it? My Heart Will Go On was chosen by Chris. We have, is it Babylon, also chosen by Chris, and Rule of Nine. So that was chosen by a former metal choir attendee, and Spirit Box is also one of my favorite bands, so that was just a solid choice all around. So generally we have like a couple songs that we, like Chris and I, we talked about doing before the sessions, and then we also get our attendees to choose songs as well, and then I usually pick a song during the semester. So it's just a culmination of everyone's choices.
How can people that want to get involved with the metal choir?
Oh, you can sign right up on Pleasant Mountain Music. You can talk to Chris, Sarah, sign up on the website. And yeah, this is a great community. People that have started in this choir, I think, two semesters ago, like, they're friends now and they're hanging out. We even have the first session of metal choir we ever did. There was a couple that came out of it, and they're still going strong. So yeah, check it out.
Awesome. And one last thing. Is there a simple heavy metal technique or method or scream that you can teach the people listening?
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the false core technique, I'd say grunting like a dog is a good start. So let's say your long day of work, you come home, you go, ugh, right? And now you just drop lower into your larynx, engage your diaphragm, ugh, 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 and now you can slide into that false core. You can also close your mouth and do a grunt. So these are all techniques to help you get into that false core placement. When it comes to fry screams, which is another scream technique, so cackling or screeching like a cat is an example that you can use. Meow! So that's a start to the fry screams. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much for showing me. And once again, that was my interview with Kelsey Luo, the instructor of the metal choir in Vancouver with Pleasant Mountain Music in South Granville. Yeah, go check it out at Car Free Day. And you can also go check it out if you want to join the metal choir. They are always open for people that want to join. Anyways, let's move on to the next piece. But before we do that, let's take another music break. We're about at the halfway point of this hour. And let's play some local metal music. This is Devin Townsend with Metamorphosis.